Although Millais's exhibit at the Royal Academy of 1849, Isabella, had been well received, the critics blasted Christ in the House of His Parents. The most infamous review, however, was the one by Charles Dickens that appeared in his magazine Household Words in June of 1850. In it, he described Christ as a hideous, wry-necked, blubbering, red-headed boy in a nightgown who appears to have received a poke playing in an adjacent gutter and to be holding it up for the contemplation of a kneeling woman so horrible in her ugliness that, supposing it were possible for a human creature to exist for a moment with that dislocated throat, she would stand out from the rest of the company as a monster in the vilest cabaret in France or in the lowest gin shop in England. The commentary in the Times was equally unfavorable, stating that Millais's attempt to associate the Holy Family with the meanest details of a carpenter's shop, with no conceivable omission of misery, of dirt, of even disease, all finished with loathsome minuteness, is disgusting. The paintings proved to be so controversial that Queen Victoria asked for it to be removed from the exhibition and brought to her so she could examine it. The attacks on Millais were undoubtedly unsettling for the young artist. Millais had been born in 1829 on the island of Jersey, but his parents eventually moved to London to benefit their son's artistic education. When Millais began at the Royal Academy School in 1840, he had the distinction of being the youngest person ever to have been admitted. At the Royal Academy, Millais became friendly with the young William Holman Hunt, who in turn introduced Millais to Dante Gabriel Rossetti, and the idea for the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was born. The young artists exhibited their first paintings in 1849, all of which were well received. But the paintings shown in 1850 were universally criticized, although none with as much fervor as Christ in the House of His Parents. Millais's Christ in the House of His Parents is a remarkable religious painting for its time. It presents the Holy Family in a realistic manner, emphasizing the small details that bring the tableau to life. It is a scene we can easily imagine happening, but is still laced with the symbolism expected of a Christian subject. It is Millais' marriage of these two ideas that make Christ in the House of His Parents such a compelling image, and at the same time made it so reprehensible to Millais' contemporaries. Rising up to stretch after a long session of embroidery, Millais' Mariana is the epitome of the Victorian ideal of a medieval woman. Set in a vaguely Gothic interior with pointed arches and stained glass windows, the painting has an air of mystery and melancholy that is typical in Victorian depictions of the Middle Ages. The 1830s to 1850s saw an interest in the Middle Ages which appeared to offer an alternative to the problems of industrial capitalism of the Victorian era. Also typical of its time is the emphasis on the isolated female figure. The dark colors and straining posture of the woman lead us to wonder about her story, and the Victorian painter always had a story to tell. Mariana is an illustration to Tennyson's poem, lines from which were included in the catalogue when the painting was exhibited at the Royal Academy in 1851. She only said, "My life is dreary. He cometh not," she said. She said, "I am aweary, aweary. I would that I were dead." The inspiration for the poem was taken from the character of Mariana in Shakespeare's play Measure for Measure, who was locked in a moated grange, an estate with a moat around it, for years after her dowry was lost at sea in a storm, causing her to be rejected by her lover Angelo. However, the happy ever after ending found in Shakespeare's play is not even hinted at in either Tennyson's poem or the painting by Millais. Instead, the young woman is totally enclosed and isolated in her surroundings, with even the garden visible outside the window bordered high by a brick wall. The visual imagery with the dying leaves that are strewn throughout the composition does not seem to suggest a happy ending for Millais' heroine. As is typical for the Pre-Raphaelites, Millais' painting shows a mastery of minute detail. The viewer can almost reach out and touch the softness of her velvet dress, and the jewels in her belt glitter against the dark blue fabric. The beautiful stained glass windows depicting an Annunciation scene were adapted from the windows of the chapel of Merton College, Oxford. Even the smallest details, such as the small mouse that runs across the floor and the light of the lamp from the prie-dieu in the corner, are painted with the same attention to truth to nature found in the more prominent elements of the painting. Mariana was exhibited at the Royal Academy in 1851. Although Millais and his fellow Pre-Raphaelite artists were not well received by the critics, the attacks were not as savage as Millais had endured the previous year over his Christ in the House of His Parents. In fact, the young but influential critic, John Ruskin, was persuaded to send two letters to the Times, praising the new style for its skill in drawing, intense color, and truthfulness to nature. This was a turning point, both for the future of the Pre-Raphaelites and for Millay, whose future association with Ruskin was to be so eventful. In Mariana, Millay has created both an essay in Pre-Raphaelite execution and an evocative literary female portrait. The viewer feels the release of her aching muscles as she leans backward. However, we are palpably aware of her isolation. It is a work that is at once vibrant and colorful, but also cold and forbidding.